Hello and welcome to English Waves. This is Barbara Bacon for Italians Do It Better, or So They Say. I've been home for about 2 hours and I've already gone through 3 cultural gaps at least. I've kissed too many people too many times. I'm greeting friends with a cheerful bonjour instead of a buongiorno, so they probably believe I'm showing off because I live in France. And I've almost hugged the butcher when I saw the way he placed those thin ham slices in that thin white paper. He's handed it to me and I'm holding the bag like a nice little gift. My precious. And of course, I've got that silly smile on my face wherever I go. I'm staring at the bakery window with big eyes and I feel blessed in a world where you can get 10 different types of bread and focaccia for a few euros. I smell coffee outside bars, I hear people talking loud, and I know I'm home. Not that I don't like the disciplined silence you get in the streets of the French Riviera, or the way my ham is normally piled up until it looks like Jabba the Hutt sitting on the butcher's tray. Let's just say it's different. I've got used to most French habits now, but it wasn't easy at first. Like all foreigners, I was an outsider for quite a long time because I didn't understand your jokes, had missed out on your cartoon songs, and I just didn't get the funny side of expressions like copain comme cochon. So I just laughed along, wondering what had happened to my sense of humor and social skills. Then somebody suggested I should watch old classic movies, listen to old songs, and watch French TV. And it all cleared up. So really, one of the first things you learn when you live abroad is to look more objectively at your own culture as well as the new one you're discovering. You see people getting excited about these old films, and it brings you straight back to your own old films, which were probably just as nonsensical but made you laugh so hard when you were younger. And here is the second big lesson you learn. Humans are all the same. We all cherish the smallest things and hold on to them because they make us feel at home, wherever we are. So, on one side, we embrace the powerful feeling of excitement we get from asking for a simple onion in another language, and we experience the relief of actually enjoying a typical dish we can't even spell. And on the other side, we're so genuinely happy when we go back home and we dive into our old familiar habits. It's a bit like being an adult and a child at the same time, over and over again. Until there comes a day when you are finally able to order exactly what you want at the restaurant. After you've tried all varieties of meat with the fanciest names, you've found the one. It's not like the one you knew back home, but still, it's a good one, and it feels like you can adopt it and start building new habits and a new home for yourself. People will stop frowning at your accent. You will eventually laugh at the good jokes, and you'll go from being an outsider to being the one who can actually add something to the conversation because of the different cultural background. Will you stop missing home altogether? Probably not. I remember an old lady stepping into the Italian polling station in Antibes with her walking cane quite a long time ago. She kissed the Italian flag, saying it still felt like home after more than 50 years. She barely spoke any Italian anymore, and even though I found it touching, I recall myself thinking it looked a bit strange. But I hadn't been away long enough to understand, I think. 15 years later, things are certainly different for me, so now I see what she meant. But the good thing is, I do feel at home wherever I am, be it France or Italy. If only I could stop mixing it all up, that would be perfect. Because I've gone from being the rude girl not kissing anyone at my arrival in France to the excessively demonstrative one kissing everybody at the slightest occasion in Italy, so people hide from me when I enter a room now. It's okay though, because whatever I do, countries and nationalities will be blamed on my behalf. It's kind of practical, so here's a little tip if you're in the same situation. Just say, "Oh, I missed it so much," when you see people tilting their head in front of your excessive enthusiasm, or "This is how we do it in France or Italy," if you feel you need to justify your unconventional outfit or peculiar manners. Blame the country or praise the country, both options work just fine. I've seen people struggling against it, but what's the point? We all end up the same. Once the excitement about onions and restaurants is gone, we'll feel ourselves at home. Or at least a part of us will. if we only let go, enjoy the moment, and trust the process. This was Barbara Bacon with Home Sweet Home. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned to English Waves.